Why should a man retain his semen? You will find out the answer, and much more, in this short yet informative lecture. Then, Miss Trick, a tantric yoga practitioner, will answer some of the questions put forward by our male listeners. Here is your chance to discover some useful knowledge regarding men's sexuality. Next, we introduce some very simple methods used to activate the fifth and sixth chakras, Vishuddha chakra and Ajna chakra. Stay tuned and find out how to amplify the fifth chakra, Vishuddha chakra, by using appropriate musical support. Our yogi hosts Amaris and Valentino will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. The extraordinary power of the sexual potion. Man's greatest achievement consists in turning his sexual energetic potential into superior creativity and psycho-spiritual energy. They ensure his rapid evolution. Retaining the seminal fluid is the first step a man must take in order to reverse the cycle, where he pays an exorbitant and useless price for his sexual satisfaction without getting to experience true ecstasy. Retaining the seminal fluid. Many diverging opinions have emerged with time regarding the secret sexuality potion. The sages of the Orient understood a long time ago that the controlled and loving sexual act can lead to awakening the latent powers of the mind and body. The act of love has always been considered gainful, spiritualizing, and a spring of happiness. The Taoist masters discovered the principles of immortality in it. By exercising control over certain muscles, tendons, and tissue in the inferior part of your body, and by transmitting the genital tension throughout the entire body, you can retain the seminal fluid. You will experience intense and varied feelings of pleasure at the same time. The states of happiness you can reach through this kind of lovemaking are completely different from the common physical pleasures. The intensity of these feelings is so great that they can wake up the spirituality of the person who experiences them. A man who masters this method will discover a completely different kind of outlook on sexuality and will see on his own the extent to which his life has changed for the better. The couple becomes a generator of huge quantities of energy this way. By using this method, you will be able to make love more often, while your relationship will experience the psycho-mental and spiritual effects in a totally beneficial manner. 15 liters of seminal fluid. It is estimated that a man ejaculates approximately 5,000 times in a lifetime, the equivalent of 15 liters of seminal fluid. These statistics give us details about the ejaculating frequency of a common American. Age, 15. Average ejaculation per week, 3. Age, 16 to 20. Average ejaculation per week, 3.5. Age, 21 to 25. Average ejaculation per week, 4. Age, 26 to 30. Average ejaculation per week, 3.5. Age, 31 to 35. Average ejaculation per week, 3. Age, 36 to 40. Average ejaculation per week, 2.5. Age 41 to 45, average ejaculation per week, 2. Age 46 to 50, average ejaculation per week, 2. Age 50 to 55, average ejaculation per week, 1.5. Age 56 to 60, average ejaculation per week, 1. In order to find out the quantity of the seminal fluid that is normally lost, we use Kinsey's estimation. 5,000 times 3 cc of fluid equals 15,000 cc. This means approximately 15 liters of seminal fluid. A man loses approximately 2 to 5 cc during a normal ejaculation. This quantity contains approximately 200 to 500 million individual sperm cells. Our body has got atomic energy. This is an amazing statement. In a common ejaculation, 2 to 5 million spermatozoids are discharged and eliminated. distributed to 250 million eggs, one single ejaculation might generate the actual population of USA. By multiplying it with 5,000 ejaculations, we get the numeric indicator of the seminal power. A man ejaculates a quantity large enough to create a trillion human lives. There is the capacity in a man for creating a quantity of energy 200 times bigger than the atomic bomb. If this huge reserve of psychic energy would be directed towards love and harmony, the inhabitants of our planet would have been eternally happy. Scientists might find this idea amusing. In fact, anybody might find it amusing to say that in the sperm of a single man exists a huge vital potential might appear to be bordering on insanity. Nevertheless, despite the apparent utopia and lack of common sense, this is the truth. By keeping this force within us, we will be able to assimilate huge quantities of energy and to focus them on our inner capacities. Consequently, if this energy is assimilated inside, the effects of this assimilation can differ from one individual to another. There aren't two people who have the exact same reaction or the same type of energy. Some people develop their physical force more than others. They are more resistant to certain diseases. Other people use this huge potential to evolve spiritually. Whatever direction you take, you have got the capacity of substantially enriching your active life by adapting creatively to the environment. Each man can give birth to 4 billion people. The actions and reactions of many men are still confined to the influence of their biological instincts, but when they reach a higher level of understanding, the achievement of the ultimate freedom will prevail over the influence of instincts. This is not against our nature. We are created with the power of cultivating our energy to a level where the control of the physical body is a very simple thing. Men have conceived a nuclear weapon and have sent people to the moon. Why shouldn't we use our mind in order to rule and control our body, which is much closer than the moon? Scientific explanations are so unimportant compared to the capacity of creating 4 billion unique human beings, each of them with creative intelligence. Modern theoretical physicists admit that today it is impossible to analyze the ecstatic act of creation. Quantum physics accepted the perspective that there is no physical particle for the basis of the creation of the world. There are only multiple universes of space and time, brought together in the infinite formatting energetic fields. Sexual energy is a field of force generated inside the body that interacts with the great cosmic fields through complex processes and phenomena of resonance. The scientists of today cannot understand this connection. But there is no reason that says we should wait 500 years for science to explain to us what sexuality really is, when each person is able to experience his own manifestation of the sexual energetic field. Oriental masters were true scientists with a true power of introspection and self-analysis, who devoted their lives to human evolution through spirituality. Each generation has tested the practices that have been passed to them and have tried to enrich them. The methods have changed somewhat with time, but the principle remains the same. The seminal power is a gigantic force, and men can use it any time they want to. The subtle essence of seminal substance is the fuel that helps the conscious spirit expand into the infinite. Miss Tricks Answers. Question. I have 3 girlfriends. I have a problem making love because all of them are actively interested in making love, and I sometimes find my body very weak without a firm erection for each girl. Viagra is not available in my part of the country, only local medicines with some ginseng. please advise on what herbs I should look for. Answer. A man can afford to make love with more than one woman only if he practices sexual continence. That means to make love without ejaculation. Otherwise, he will lose his virility in a short time because he systematically wastes his sexual potential, which is limited. Read our articles about sexual continence, about ginseng and yohimbe. If you learn sexual continence, you will be able to make love not only with three women, but with tens and even hundreds of women. I know a tantric master who makes love with five or eight women a night without being exhausted, because he never loses his semen. Question. I am a man in my 30s with a good sex drive. Due to my shyness, I am not able to find a girl. Can you help me? Answer. You have to work to overcome your shyness. The first step is to make a commitment to actively do those things which you fear. Usually, the cause of fear is the unknown, a situation you are unsure of, in which you do not know how to react. For example, you like a girl, but you do not dare invite her to the cinema. Therefore, you have to actually do the opposite thing. Go to her and ask her out. Do not be afraid of being refused. Play this game despite the potential negative feedback, and you will see that someday the shy man has become a very brave man. You may also use the power of positive thinking. Repeat to yourself as much as possible that you are a charming and brave man. Begin each day by looking in the mirror and repeating this positive statement several times. Do the same thing before sleeping at night. Question. When I have used the three-finger technique to avoid ejaculation, I continue to the point of orgasm. Am I supposed to do that or should I stop? Furthermore, after having an orgasm and retaining my seminal fluid, I find that I lose my erection. Am I doing something wrong? Answer. It is normal that after squeezing to lose your erection. Nevertheless, you could continue intercourse using flabby penetrations. You will see that after a while you will regain your full erection. I suggest you read our article on the flabby penetration. The three fingers technique is the first step in learning and mastering sexual continence. If you practice lovemaking with sexual continence for some time, at least 6 to 7 months, and then in the meanwhile you do not lose the semen in wet dreams, you will see that you will be able to make love for up to 3 hours non-stop without necessarily having to use the squeezing method. This happens because of the process of sublimating the sexual energy, which becomes increasingly natural for you. However, in order to achieve this stage of sexual continence, you have to take two major aspects into consideration. Number one, be very calm and very conscious during lovemaking. Maintain yourself in a state of effervescence. Number two, purify your energetic channels in the upper part of the body in order to allow the sexual energy to rise towards the crown of your head. You can do this by performing daily some special asanas and meditations. I suggest you see our section in Tantric Yoga in order to decide upon your daily program of asanas. I recommend the following asanas and bandhas: Vajrasana, Brahmacharyasana, Uddiyana Bandha, Nauli Kriya, Sarvangasana, Padmasana, Halasana, Prasarita Pada Tanasana. Question. I have some doubts about the female anatomy, and I intend to have sex with my girlfriend in a few days. How many holes do women actually have, and where should I insert my penis? Please do not be offended by my question. Furthermore, what do you mean by sexual continence? You keep on referring to that. By practicing continence, we can control ejaculation. What does all this mean? Answer. First of all, you are welcome with any types of questions you may have. Women have three orifices: anus, vaginal opening, and urethral opening. A woman releases the feces through the anus, the urine through the urethral opening, and the menses through the vaginal opening. When a man makes love with a woman, he inserts his penis inside the vagina. In addition, do not be afraid that you will confuse these orifices. You will not have this chance, because the urethral opening is very small and the anus is far enough from your actual target. Oh, and sexual continence means to make love without ejaculating. For more information, read the articles about sexual continence found on this site. Meditations for the Activation of Chakras. Part 3. Meditation for the Activation of Vishuddha Chakra. The fifth center of force, Vishuddha Chakra, is placed on a subtle level of the physical body at the base of the throat. The corresponding element is ether, and through resonance with this center of force, the practitioner also resonates with its subtle energies, known as Akasha Tattva. This center of force is represented as a lotus with 16 petals. The Bija mantra for the activation of Vishuddha Chakra is Ham, or H-A-M. This center of force is connected to superior creativity, sublime inspiration, aesthetic experiences, and eloquence. The practitioner may awaken Vishuddha Chakra through the perseverant practice of certain asanas, bandhas, pranayama techniques, and or meditations. In the case of a balanced activation of Vishuddha Chakra, the practitioner will manifest good communication skills and understanding, artistic talent, refinement, and a pleasant and attractive voice. The meditation itself. Sit in Ardha Matsyendrasana. Close your eyes. Practice this asana as much as possible so that you may sit in it comfortably for 20 or 30 minutes. Maintain this pose without moving, focusing your attention on the area of the neck, which corresponds to the physical projection of Vishuddha Chakra. You can use either music designed specifically to aid your meditation, or you can mentally repeat the Bija mantra. If you want to use musical support for your meditation, you should check the Tantric Meditation Music section on our site. If you chose the second option, you should act in the following manner. Focus on the area of the neck and mentally repeat the mantra Ham. After each repetition of the mantra, relax and listen calmly for its inner echo. Do not allow any other thoughts to disturb your concentration. Repeat the mantra constantly, and then listen for its echo inside your inner universe. Perceive the activation of Vishuddha Chakra and the awakening of your inner consciousness. Meditation for the activation of Ajna Chakra. The sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra, is placed on a subtle level corresponding to the physical body in the middle of the forehead. This center of force is represented as a lotus with 96 petals. The Bija mantra for the activation of Ajna Chakra is Aum, or A-U-M. Through Ajna Chakra, the practitioner perceives and controls their own mental energies. Ajna Chakra is also known as the third eye, because through the awakening of the center, you will gain clairvoyance and infallible mental insight. Certain yogic texts mention the fact that the third eye makes it possible to achieve a certain visual perception of the astral and mental phenomena and corresponding realities, just as the physical eyes allow us to see the physical world. The awakening of this center will grant you access to the various experiences of your individual soul during all its incarnations. If this center of force is activated and balanced, you will benefit from becoming inventive, brilliant, a fast thinker, intuitive and philosophical. You will also obtain great mental insight and clarity, and will be endowed with a strong moral and ethical sense. The meditation itself. Perform Padmasana. Close your eyes. Make sure you have practiced this pose long enough so that you may relax in it for 20 to 30 minutes without experiencing any pain. Maintain this pose without moving, focusing your attention on the area of your forehead, which is the location of Ajna Chakra. You can use either music designed specifically to aid your meditation, or you can mentally repeat the Bija mantra. If you want to use musical support for your meditation, you should check the Tantric Meditation Music section on our site. If you chose the second option, you should act in the following manner. Simply focus on the middle area of the forehead and mentally repeat the mantra Aum. After each repetition of this mantra, relax and listen calmly to its inner echo. Do not allow any other thoughts to disturb your concentration. Repeat the mantra constantly, and then listen very carefully to its echo in your inner universe. Perceive then the activation of Ajna Chakra, coupled with a state of mental clarity, lucidity, and balance.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fifth center of force, Vishuddha Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your neck, which represents the projection of Vishuddha Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Vishuddha Chakra is a lotus flower with 16 petals, symbolizing the 16 energy channels or nadis situated here. This chakra represents pure consciousness, creativity. It governs the awakening of inspiration, expression, eloquence, and archetypal models. The center of force is closely connected to the feeling of acceptance, superior receptivity, and subtle protection. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of ether. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the fifth center of force, Vishuddha Chakra. Let us begin.
日が暮れる。それは時の魔法。明日同じ時、違う魔法。それは色が香りに、香りが色に変わる時。そして影は限りない青に溶ける。
Thank you.
ひねくれる。それは時の魔法。明日同じ時、違う魔法。それは色が香りに、香りが色に変わる時。そして影は限りない青に溶ける。
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.